This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Hello and welcome to our third Berry Street Podcast. I am Jace, and on the line this week we are very lucky to be joined by a foster carer himself. Kevin, how are you going?
Well, thank you.
That's great. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about how long you have been a foster carer.
I have been a very proud foster carer for almost 4.5 years. Within that time, I have had two wonderful permanent children, and I've done respite for around 9.
Well, there you go. That's a good run.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Tell us why and how you are a proud foster carer.
I guess my journey started many years ago when I, you know, finally worked out and was able to admit that I was gay, and then I become very proud gay man. I was always had an empty spot, not being able to have my own children. And as I got older and started to come to terms with my own childhood, being a foster child myself, I decided that one day I would like to foster. And then my partner and I at the time saw an ad through Department of Human Services, and we went to the information night at Berry Street, Gippsland, and I guess the rest is history.
Kevin, being a foster child yourself, you must understand what it's like to be a child that needs that kind of support and guidance. Is that what helps get it over the line and get you over the line, do you think? Persuading you to become a carer yourself?
Absolutely, absolutely. I had a number. I was removed several times and had to go to respite. And I then was lucky enough to be able to go on to planned respite to a family, a lovely family. My childhood memories is if I was able to provide a safe and happy environment like they did for me, then my work would be done.
Kevin, just for those that aren't aware, can you explain what respite is?
Respite is where a family can be many definitions, but where a child can be taken for a safe environment, and that child could be in permanent respite, so to give the foster carer a break, or they could be residing with their own biological family, grandparents, etc., and where it's a safe environment for the child to go on sometimes a regular basis, so it's a friendly, familiar face, and they get to go there on a regular time, or if it's a dangerous situation that the child's in, that they can be removed and taken there as well.
Okay. Being a parent or a guardian at any time isn't, you know, always going to be sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, is it?
No, absolutely not. Bring your sense of humour and fasten your seatbelt. It's a bumpy ride.
It sounds challenging. What has been the most challenging part of being a carer for you, Kevin?
Look, there's many challenges, but not to take away, the challenges are way outweighed by the positive experiences, in my opinion. But I guess being a single gay man, when I had my first permanent child, she was a 16-year-old adolescent. And, you know, other than, you know, having my occasional play with a bra to be in drag, I had no idea how to buy a bra.
Yeah.
I had no idea that there was different settings and different styles and underwires and no underwires and sports bras and training bras. And, oh, my goodness, it was, like, so discombobulating.
Sure. So the things you're not really expecting at first that you're going to have to be faced with and learn how to act quickly.
No, and but you know, 4.5 years later, my girlfriends are now asking me to take their child to look for bras because they're not embarrassed around me.
Oh, that's great.
Around dad, or you know, etc.
Oh, that's good.
You know, it impacts in your life in such an amazing way. Like, I used to think that I had a fulfilling life, but since having a young boy who's now 12 and just started high school, and he was in year 4 when he came to live with me, I've, you know, been the president of Little Athletics, I've been the umpire at football games, I've cooked barbies at football games, I've been on parents and friend committees, I've cooked hot soup for lunches, I've been, you know, the referee at Cough Country. I've been
the list been goes on.
Yeah, been lucky enough to attend the school camp at Mount Hotham and cook there for the children of the school. I could talk all day.
Yeah.
And I consider myself the most luckiest man to walk this face of the earth.
So I guess there's two main parts to it for you. The best thing about being a carer would have to be that you're creating a safe space for a child in need on a ongoing basis, but at the same time, you're really becoming part of a wider community and seeing the amazing things that, you know, being a carer or a guardian has to offer, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, when the young child looks at you and they express that they're, you know, safe in their own way, there is nothing more rewarding than that.
You're listening to the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-U-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Kevin, as someone who identifies as gay, has your sexual orientation ever been an issue for you as a carer?
I also live and work in a very small country town, and I must admit I am very surprised that it never has, really.
Okay.
Other than my own prejudice, where I was fearful that the child would be, you know, victimised because of, you know, my sexuality.
Sure.
But it never has. I've been so surprised and so lucky.
So you don't have to hold back when you're talking about the children that you have in your care and the activities that you're doing on the weekend together?
No, absolutely not.
Very cool.
Absolutely not. I consider myself extra lucky. I was asked to take the permanent care of a 9/10-year-old, and one of the reasons that was is that his biological family and grandparents lived in the small country town that I lived in.
So okay.
The young boy would be able to continue regular contact. And I was actually concerned that, you know, being grandparents, that they might be from the older generation.
Sure.
You know, that they would be, you know, homophobic or discriminative or et cetera. The list goes on, as we know.
Yeah.
And I'm lucky enough to now call his grandparents my best friends.
Wow.
I hang out at their house most weekends playing board games, card games.
Aww.
The young gentleman gets to, you know, see grandparents and aunties and uncles on a very regular basis. We take in turns of having Christmas Day and other, you know, special events. And the outcome for the young person in my life could not be better. And as a single carer, I'm so lucky because on those days that you think you just want to hit your head against a brick wall because no one's listening to you,
yeah,
I've got Nanny and Poppy, and I just ring Nanny and Poppy and they're there for me. You know, they'll, you know, and without even wording them up, 9 times out of 10, they mimic exactly what I've said.
Well, Kevin, you've inspired me quite a bit to find out more about foster care, and I think you've also inspired me to pull out the board games instead of playing with Scrabble on the iPhone.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing like a good game of Face 10 or Rummy Cube.
Oh, very good. Guess who for me? What advice would you give to other people who are thinking about becoming a carer?
If it's something that you feel in your heart and in your head, go for it. I can speak very highly of personal experiences with Berry Street, and they will be there to support you as much as they can, and they really give you an opportunity to grow within your own family. I just love it, as you can possibly tell.
Megan's here and she's crying right now. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today on the third Berry Street podcast.
Okay, you're very welcome, and take care to all.
That was the Berry Street Podcast, presented to you monthly from the Joy 94.9 studios. Berry Street is calling on people across the community to provide foster care to all sorts of kids of all ages in need of support. Call 1-800-YOU-FOSTER. That's 1-800-836-7837 or visit fosteringwithpride.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.